Again, I get up, I look out the windows, and now there are fireballs falling into the street. I obviously knew that something was up. I turned the television on, and they were saying that two planes had hit the North Tower and the South Tower. There was a little bit of confusion at that time as to what had happened. This may sound crazy, but I wasn't really concerned. This was something that was going on 80 stories above me. You know, I figured the fire department would come and they would put out the fires and that would be the end of it. I was concentrated on the fact that, you know, I had a meeting later that morning that I had to get to. And in fact, what I did was I took a shower, I got dressed, started to gather my stuff together. And once I had gotten it all packed up, I was thinking, how am I going to get this out of here? And then I felt the building beginning to break up as if it was being bombarded with artillery fire. Looked out the window, and I could see a mountain of concrete and steel just falling past the window, almost like in slow motion, like a curtain going down at a theater. I ran to the opposite side of the room and pressed myself against the wall and thought that those were the last few minutes that I was going to have on Earth. You know, I recall vividly thinking, have you led the kind of a life that, you know, your parents would be proud of? I distinctly remember thinking to myself that my daughter had just gotten engaged and I would never see her get married. The other thought that went through my head was I knew I was going to die, but I was just hoping that something would hit me in the head and, you know, I'd go quickly. And then all of a sudden, everything stopped. But there was debris all around me. It had turned from a bright sunny day into pitch blackness. I knew I was in trouble. I knew that I had foolishly waited too long to get out of the building. I move out of the room. I open the door, and they yelled out, "Is there anybody there?" And not 5 feet away from me, I hear a voice, "Come this way." On the ground, under some debris, I find a fireman. And he says, "I want you to go down the stairs." He's lying on the ground. I said, "Are you okay?" He says, "I'm okay. Don't worry about me. Just go down the stairs."